I would say that's all the result of our production designer driving around upstate New York, western New York, and he usually goes ahead of everybody and tries to find some locations that work for the script and that look beautiful, and he found quite a few of them up here in this area, so here we are.
I know that we have a very active film commission here. Did you get recruited by them, or did you just find the place on your own?
They definitely helped. Your film commission is awesome. You know, Tim and Rich have been super, super helpful to us, helped point us in the right direction for locations we're looking for, everything to just sort of support the filming up here.
I understand you were shooting in Olcott last night. Will you be doing much shooting there?
Actually, Olcott is just one day. It was last night, and we're done.
Okay.
Yep. And it just was this sort of quintessential little sort of older beach town, and it worked for our needs. Cool place.
How did the beach treat you? We've been having problems with high water levels lately.
Well, we weren't near the water this time around, so we were just up on the roads and stuff up there. But yeah, I've seen that. I've seen some serious docks underwater and stuff like that. It's crazy. A lot of rain up here.
Where else are you filming in this area?
We're all over Buffalo, or the greater Buffalo area. You know, I think everybody knows we're out in Akron for a little while, and after that, we have some stuff in the downtown Buffalo area. I don't want to reveal exactly where we are, but
is this sort of a secretive project? I hear speculation about what the sequel is going to be like, but no one seems to know.
Yeah, it is secretive. It is secretive. We always like to sort of not give away anything, so when you go and pay your money and get your popcorn, you know, you're surprised. You don't hear about it in advance.
I am told that people ate their popcorn very quietly during the first one.
I'm sure they did.
Which
I'm
was
sure
kind of did. Remarkable audience participation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can
absolutely.
You tell us anything about the second film?
Not really. I mean, I can tell you that it's in the vein of the first film. The same actors, you know, Emily Blunt and Noah Jupe, Millie Simmons are all back. And it's more the same.
Well, it worked the first time. It was a very successful film artistically and at the box office.
Absolutely. It was a beautiful film, and it did work. And hopefully we can do that again and get a second home run.
I am told that you are paying people not to mow their lawns. Where is this happening, and how can I get a piece of that?
Yeah, it's true. We are, which does pose some problems with ticks and mosquitoes and stuff like that. So we're doing a lot of environmental spraying, too. But yeah, you know, if you remember the first movie, it's sort of apocalyptic, so nobody would have a lawnmower or be around, really, to mow their lawn. So we need that look of, like, things have been sitting around for a long time.
Interesting. Now, you are the executive producer on this film. For those of us who do not work in the film industry, what's the difference between being a producer and an executive producer?
Executive producer is a fancy term for line producer most of the time. So I am the production person. I deal with the money and the crew and the schedule and sort of keeping us in line and on budget, responsible to make a great film and responsible to the studio.
Are you on budget so far?
So far, but we haven't really started yet. So.
Okay. How much longer do you have to go?
Yeah, you'll be stuck with us for another couple months here in Buffalo. We'll be here until about September.
Now, you are using, according to the press release, about 300 background actors. Has everyone been recruited for that, or is there still a chance for someone to make their screen debut?
There will probably be a chance in a few weeks. We've got the first group for the first part of the movie, and then we'll have another big a group of extras we'll need later in the schedule. So,
do you get crowds around when you're filming, or do you just kind of shoo people away?
Yeah. No, we had some crowds last night, and you know, we try to be very courteous to everybody. We're in their home. You know, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to take it over and be rude and whatever. So we had some crowds last night, and, you know, we keep them back, but enough so they can kind of see a little bit of what's going on